With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Delaney, Julia G. White, Will Kramer, Mary Nettle, Chris Adams, Christine, Karen Cross, Mary Malake, Kalios, Jasmine Tyrell, Saruna Jam, Den Glanzig, Professor Ampersand, Benjamin Hiebsch, Vilte, Baliu Tavi Kute, Angela, The Geek Gene, Doug Standish, Saj Hu, Riki Tiki. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Andrew Nort. May you have the last slice of whatever is on offer.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Why is his blood so sticky?
We're about 20 minutes away. He's late as usual. Oh, I hope he thinks he caught Miratrexel. Calms him down a bit.
Oh, right.
David!
Ah!
David!
Trexel!
Hello!
Hello!
How are you?
Very well, thank
I'm
you.
I'm well.
Yes.
Also.
Did you catch the perpetrator who smashed you with a mirror?
No, slipped away. Slipped away from my grabbing fingers once again.
Right, yes, and nice bandage you've got on your hand.
Thank you, I did it myself. Didn't want to go to sick bay. They won't see me anymore.
Yes,
but
looks bad.
It's pretty bad, David, pretty bad. Bit of a laceration on the hand there, but I'll find Mirror Trexel one day, and I'll teach him a lesson or two about what real Trexel can do.
Okay.
But that's not important, David.
Right.
I think what's important is that everything is fine.
Yes.
And this is a regular day.
Yes.
And we're going to design a planet.
Yes.
We're going to have a lovely time, David. And
yes.
Everyone's going to enjoy themselves. And at
yes.
the end of it, everybody's going to be fine.
Okay.
So why don't you grab the brief, David? Why don't you grab the brief there?
Right, so...
Initiating.
The brief is from Sandon Trexel.
Stop right there! Surprise for you!
What?
Come in, Harry.
Hiya.
Who?
This is Harry.
You're right.
He's a technician from maintenance.
Yeah.
And a good friend of mine from the Cosmic Lounge.
We've met a few times.
We've met a lot of times, Harry. We're friends. We're friends. You're my friend.
Yeah. Okay, we'll round it up to friends.
We're friends.
Right.
And he is going to help me in my little investigation of this little web of lies that you have, you
really?
Big fat lie spider.
Right. Okay.
I'm just going to have a look at some stuff.
He's going to have a look at some stuff. Just make sure everything's in order.
Like the planet and help us design it well in the next 20 minutes?
Sure. Sure, we still need to design the planet. Yes, that's what we're doing. That's what we're focused on. Not on picking apart your web of lies.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
So, Sandon Trexel.
Mm-hmm.
They want the planet built to show up their co-worker who got a moon last quarter.
Right.
And, the one non-negotiable feature is Lakes of Fire.
Wonderful. That's
so,
great. Such a regular, normal briefing. We're going to write things
yep.
down on your notes. Grab them, Harry!
No,
grab
okay,
the notes!
Sorry, just
get
give
them.
Me the notes.
Get them! Now!
I'm what? Sorry about this, man.
Don't apologise to the accused.
It's sometimes best just to humour him, just to...
Oh, no, I know.
You're on my side.
Okay.
Now, look at the notes there. Look at the notes.
Yeah.
Is there anything hidden in there? Perhaps a secret code? Perhaps nanobots inside the paper that take the words and twist them into lies?
I'll have a look, okay? I'll have a look. I'm just going to...
Do you think nanobots are rewriting my notes in real time?
I don't know, David.
It's happened.
I don't know anymore.
Has it?
Yeah. You wouldn't believe the amount of nanobots getting paper.
Everywhere.
Just, they've got... The thing is, they've got like a real telltale kind of dropping. So I'm just going to open up the paper, give it a wee tear.
Yeah. Employees will be charged for... destruction of stationery.
And looking at the fibres.
Fibres of lies. Fibres
nope.
of lies.
No nanobot evidence.
Oh.
Usual leagues have got like a particular dropping, but I can't.
No, I
can't see.
Any.
So the notes are fine.
Notes are fine, regular paper. Nothing untoward there, Harry. Nothing that means that we can flush them out of an airlock. What?
No.
What? Sorry. I'm going to calm down.
Can I go now?
No, Harry. You will stay here and you will help me until we have got to the bottom of this barrel of untruth.
So, like, getting to the bottom of this planet, right?
Sure.
For Sandon?
Yes,
okay.
Why not?
Brilliant. So, we don't really know anything about their co-worker or them,
yes.
So...
Let's look them up then, David.
Oh.
Let's look them up on Imogen, as you like to look up things on Imogen so damn much.
Because it's helpful with the brief.
Oh, is it helpful?
Information?
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Everything's
yes.
so helpful for David Seven, whilst Trexel sits in the corner without a single ally. I thought Harry was here on my side, but he's so far been a little bit wavery.
I'm just helping you out, man, all right?
Fine.
I'll do it, okay?
Fine.
It's only a favour, Trexel.
Okay, fine. Don't fraternise. Now, look up Sandon Trexel.
Right.
Imogen online. Client fact file. Sandon Trexel.
Sandon Trexel. Looks like they're a galactic bureaucrat.
Okay.
They like reading... and watching holovids. Ooh, and, there's not much else.
Reading and watching holovids.
Yeah, all of their assessments are very average.
So they're a tedious personality vacuum. We should have suspected this of a galactic bureaucrat. The galactic government, which Stella Firma will have nothing to do with, are a bunch of bores. Oh, do this, don't do that, don't dump your waste there, that's a planet! They're always giving us a hard time, and it's because they're full of a bunch of boring nincompoops.
Wait a second. I like to watch holovids and read.
Tell me, Harry, do you also like travel?
When I can.
Do you also like spending time with friends?
Yes.
Do you perhaps like keeping up on current events, Harry? Is that an interest of yours that you might write down and show to someone?
Yes, on my profile.
David, this is amazing. What we've got here in Harry is a perfect simulacrum of a tedious bureaucrat.
Excuse me, I'm doing you a favour.
Their interests so shallow, their personality more thin than a gossamer thread.
I'm sorry about this, Harry.
No,
so
it's
we
fine.
Need to do is design something that Harry will like and think would show up their co-worker, and Bob's your uncle, we've got a planet that this person will love.
Okay, right, fine. Insults aside, Harry.
Yes.
Given that you're like Sandan, and all galactic bureaucrats are the same.
Pretty much.
Co-worker is a black galactic bureaucrat.
Stamped out of a cookie cutter of an industry.
Again,
there.
I would like to point out that I'm here doing you people a favour.
Look, you're not doing me a favour, and I'm just following the logical progression that Trexel has set up.
You're on my side, Harry.
Can't fault the logic.
Okay, so if you were going to have a moon,
yeah.
What would you have on it?
Mm. A moon. If I had a moon, Harry's moon... Oh man, I cut out the craters for starters.
You cut them out?
Yeah, cut them out.
Well, just make it a big smooth, smooth ball.
Oh no, I'd invert the craters. Inverted craters.
You mean mountains?
Yeah, mountains.
Okay.
Okay, what would you have on the mountains? Would you have anything?
Just anything interesting, Harry.
Yeah. I'd have a place to meet friends and read and watch holovids.
Right, okay, so you want a living room. You want a living room on a mountain on a moon. Is that what you want, Harry?
Yes.
Great,
okay. What is wrong with that? What is wrong
so
with
tedious.
Watching holovids?
You've got a moon, Harry. You could do anything you want with it.
What would you do then, Trexel?
Yeah, what would you do with a moon?
I would make it the most sumptuous pleasure moon that anyone has ever seen.
Right.
There would be both caverns, canyons, and mountains.
Okay. And what would you do in the caverns, the canyons, and the mountains?
Oh, you
see
know,
your
you'd
friends
sort of
and
meet
drink.
Friends and oh, no, you've got me there. You would meet... Maybe everything is just, you know, meeting up with friends, drinking, watching holovids... Talking about travel.
Oh, no, Trexel.
Oh, no.
No, stop.
We're all just hollow reflections of each other.
Trexel.
Every person is the same person.
Okay.
I am nothing.
Imogen, get the spritzer. Imogen, get the spritzer.
No, don't spray.
No, it's okay, man. It's okay just to have simple pleasures. You just gotta make of it.
Complex pleasures that impress people and make them think I'm impressive.
I'd like any pleasures.
Well, that's not true, is it? It's not real. That's just, like, just putting it on. All right, you just gotta take... You watch a holovid and that's real satisfying. You see your friends, that's like a good day.
Harry, you're so wise. So
I wish I had
saying,
a friend like you.
Yes, it would be good if you had a friend. What we need to do, the best revenge is living well. So this planet, in order to show up this hollow, tedious moon, just needs to be a place of simple reflection and personal wellness. And by being that personally well and reflective, nearby another person's show-off moon will defeat that moon by its very nature.
Right.
You'll look across at it and think, I've got a shiny fancy moon this corner, but look at that planet. That person's really got their stuff worked out. God, I'm a pile of garbage. And then you've won.
Okay, so there's no places for reading or meeting friends.
No, let's cut them out. It's all about spiritual wellness, oneness, calmness, both professional and personal growth.
Okay.
And I think the best way to do that is to Harry, grab his chair!
What?
Grab his chair,
sorry.
Harry!
Ooh,
grab his chair! Now, this chair has been bothering me for a while. It is full of subterfuge, Harry! Analyze the chair!
Okay, I mean, it's full of something. It's the hole in the bottom here.
Yes, the hole. That's where he keeps the lies. I'm going to put my hand in the hole and grab out the lies, Harry! Whoa, it burns! It burns! His effluent burns! It was full of his effluent and chemicals!
What do you expect?
I don't know. I thought it was going to be full of, I don't know, secret notes? Or I don't know. I don't know! But it oh, my hand. My hand is...
to be semi-dissolved.
Semi-dissolved.
Oh, dear. Can I get back on my chair now?
Yes, sorry. Get back on his chair. Let him back on his chair. The chair is clean. What were we doing?
We were designing a planet, Trexel.
Oh, of course. Yes, let's design a planet. Now.
So, you want somewhere for spiritual wellness and oneness. Nowhere to read. Nowhere to meet friends. So a planet of deep and respectful solitude and introspection, right?
Now, you've forgotten something incredibly important, David.
Is it the Lake of Fire?
It's the Lake of Fire! How do we have a Lake of Fire on a planet that's otherwise supposed to be for calmness and spiritual reflection? Fire isn't calm or spiritual. It just ruins things.
But it is one of the core elements of being.
Fire, earth, water, air, all four.
And goo.
And goo.
Goo.
Are we having goo as one of the...
Well, clone goo. Clones are made from goo. I am, you know, clone goo.
Oh, I didn't want to tell you this way, David, but no one cares about what clones want.
Oh. Well, actually, I pretty much gathered that anyway. But, so, fine. Four elements.
Oh, no, he looks so sad, Harry, doesn't he?
Very sad. I mean,
Could we include goo just to...
So we want a lake of all of these things, do we?
Okay, so we've got a lake of fire, a lake of water, a lake of air, a lake of goo, and a freshly tilled lake of earth. And as you wander past all these things, it allows you to become a spiritually whole person and really stick it to your co-workers in the process.
Yes. Well, and also, I guess your co-worker would have to know that it's your planet.
Yes.
So maybe we have these lakes and we have sort of a nexus point at the middle of them where you sit and meditate on how much better you are than everyone else because you have interests that are spiritual and not physical.
Yes.
Material things are pointless, like reading and meeting friends.
Exactly.
Excuse me.
And also they need to know that it's Sand and Trexico's planet, so that when they look from their moon, they see Sand and Trexico. So
the lakes all spell out your name.
I was thinking like a giant magnifying glass, so you look at the Sand and Trexico and you'd see them sitting there.
Ooh, I like that. And also, the giant magnifying glass will take care of the lake of fire if ever it goes out, because you just angle that towards the sun. Suddenly, your lake of air, now it's a lake of fire.
Good job, Trexel. You've identified a terrible thing about this giant
magnifying glass. No, I want to keep that. I want the big magnifying glass.
But what if it burns up Sand and Trexico?
Well, then, you know what? C'est la vie.
I guess that is a very...
You know what? Whatever will be, will be.
Yep,
because know what? At the end of the day, everything is one.
Yep, no.
Because you know what? Really, when it comes down to it, everything is dust.
Okay, yeah, no. So
we are dust.
Or air.
Goo. Or fire. Or we're goo.
I'm goo.
Yes, you're goo. I'm more of a fire. What are you? A water type?
Wind.
You're wind type. Okay, well, I'm fire type. You're wind type.
I'm goo.
And you're goo type.
Goo.
I'm Imogen type.
Wonderful.
Which one beats which one? Is this like collecting game?
Yes, I think fire type beats goo type.
Wow.
But goo type beats wind type, because if you throw goo into the air gets all gooey.
I mean, wind can blow goo away with its
wind. I mean, honestly, reading the room more, I think, like, goo and wind are kind of getting on quite well, and fire sort of burning out in the corner.
I think fire type destroys wind type and goo type, because wind type and goo type need to be put in their place.
But the wind type could blow the goo type at the fire, which should put the fire out.
So what you're saying is goo type beats fire type, but fire type beats wind, because fire burns gas. So I'll burn all your gas up, you big windy gas boy.
Imogen type beats everyone.
But you need me to survive.
It's true. I need fuel, I need ignition source, and I also need oxygen to burn. God, I'm so dependent.
Yeah, you are quite needy.
What is fire without air?
Warning.
What is fire without friends, reading, and travel?
See?
We are dust.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. Well, I'm good. Like powdered goo, but right. So, are we good? Are we done the planet? We've covered everything.
The planet seems good, David. And you'd think that means that we were done. But wait, what's that in the horizon?
A brief submission.
Is it a truck following you down an empty highway, ready to drive you off a cliff? Is it perhaps a shark swimming towards your increasingly crumbling piece of wood from a shipwreck?
No, I don't.
It's my suspicious pointing finger of accusation, Harry. Check the tubes!
What? Sorry.
Check the tubes, Harry!
This one? The tubes
he used last time to slither and spray because they are full of lies and they're on his side!
It's just a tube of clone slurry.
It's a standard slurry tube.
It's not! It has to be the tubes! That's all that's left! Look
at it, Trexel!
I'm looking at the tubes!
Okay.
There's nothing here. Turn it on, Harry! Turn it on!
It's horrible stuff!
Turn
it's
it on, Harry! I need
for
to see!
Consumption by life! Okay.
I need to see! Ah, my eyes!
You did that yourself,
My eyes!
Oh, he spent a lot of time covered in clone slurry.
Oh, it's all fine.
It's like he wanted that.
It's all regular and fine.
Yes.
I was convinced that there had to be something.
Come on, man. No.
Something.
No.
Trexel, come on. I don't like it when you're in this kind of pit. It's not good.
You've wasted my time. You've wasted Harry's time.
Yeah,
you've wasted Stan and Trexico's time.
I said everyone's time with my wild accusations. I'm sorry, everybody.
Let's just do this. Should we sing the song that gets you into the happy place?
Let's sing the happy drinking song from the happy place.
Yeah.
What?
Two, three, four. The cosmic lounge. The cosmic lounge. The staff won't berate you, even though that they hate you.
The cosmic lounge. The cosmic lounge. You can work. You can drink. You've got space to think.
The cosmic lounge. The cosmic lounge.
What?
The cosmic lounge. The booths are spacious. The conversation salacious.
The cosmic lounge. Socialize with your friends. Fill forms out with pens.
The cosmic lounge.
I've never been to the cosmic lounge.
The cosmic lounge. The cocktails are strong. The fights don't go on too long.
The cosmic lounge.
The cosmic lounge.
The spirits are neat. Helps my spreadsheet.
The cosmic lounge. The cosmic lounge.
Please stop going to the cosmic lounge.
And I'll pick up the tab. Ah, good times.
Okay, so I'm just going to submit the brief now?
Submit the brief. Let's submit it as friends and colleagues and singing buddies.
Would you like to submit?
Yep, great. And,
submitting.
There it goes. There it goes. There it's gone.
What was that?
There it went.
David,
there
what
it's
was that?
Left the...
There
what?
Was a noise.
No.
Now I remember why I was so suspicious.
No.
There's been a clunking noise every time.
No, that's me.
You tried to hide
clunk.
It from me,
clunk.
But the clunking
clunk.
Is there.
Clunk!
What's
it's me. It's clunk.
Harry.
Yes.
The tubes.
Okay.
Look up at the tubes, Harry.
No,
is there something wrong?
No, stop.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't. No,
wait,
no.
A bit, looks like a bit can come
get
off.
Get up at the table,
no,
Harry.
No,
get up at the table
no,
and
no,
inspect
no.
it.
No,
oh, the brief is stuck in this tube.
Give me the brief, Harry.
Okay, no,
give me the brief.
There you go.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, what is that? I've never seen that.
This is our brief, David.
No.
This is my work. And it's stuck in the tube. Why is it stuck in the tube, David?
No idea.
Do you think there's a problem with the tube?
Faulty tube.
Or do you think someone has tampered with the room and is changing my work?
No.
Burn it all down!
What? No, don't burn
it all down!
Don't burn anything!
I'll get the flamethrower.
What? Yes. No, flamethrowers! Anything but the flamethrowers, okay?
Anything but the flamethrowers?
Well, no, not anything. Like,
anything?
Ideally nothing.
Harry,
ideally nothing.
Reset the room. No. Reset it all, Harry.
That is not sensible to do while we're in it.
Reset it, Harry. I want to see it all change.
All right, okay. Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Scanning for maintenance permissions.
Okay, just turning on now.
Permissions granted. Total system reset initiated.
The chair! Oh, it's sucking!
Tube's failing!
Should have put powder in it.
Total system reset completed. Please register new Imogen Terminal user.
Pure and cleansed. The room has been cleansed of your tainted lies, David.
Okay.
But the brief remains impure. It is an impure brief.
No, can we just submit it anyway?
No one shall have it.
No,
it's
what? No,
mine
the building
and no
needs
one
it.
Else will
no,
have my brief.
What's going to happen if we don't submit the brief? Oh, no. I can't believe he's got the brief.
Deadline missed. Line manager notified.
Well, I'll be off then. I've got a spreadsheet to look at. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, hey, Harry.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you never.
Oh, I'm gonna die. This is it. Oh.
Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Lowry Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Harry was played by Simon Plotkin. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by David Devereaux and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.